Okay, we're here with Suvi to talk a little bit about our experiences during the Erasmus week in Agen in France. So we visited Lycée Palissy, which was it was a very big school compared to
Yes,
ours.
compared to our school, very, very big school.
Yeah.
Many
So
students and
yeah.
teachers.
I think there were more than 1,000 students. I don't remember. Was it like
Yeah,
1,200 or
maybe something like that.
something like that? And compared to our like 70, 80 students, it's a
Yeah.
whole other universe.
Yeah, and also the school as a building, it
Yeah.
was also very big and
Yes.
very old.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A
Very
lot of
nice
history.
history. Yeah.
True. And the surroundings were very different. So
Yeah.
they had these really nice courtyards
Yeah.
and like multiple buildings. It was like the whole block was like
Yes.
built, and it was a very, very different environment. I don't think we have anything like that in Finland.
No, I don't think
Those
I
kinds
don't think
of
so
like
either.
high school campuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very exotic and
Yeah, very nice experience to be
yes,
there.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so Suvi, what do you think about like teaching and learning in France, like in
Yeah.
Palissy compared to ours?
Compared to ours, I think it was quite similar,
Yeah.
but of course the lessons, some lessons took place quite
Late.
late. Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
that was different.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
we end at a little before 4 o'clock
Yeah.
every day, and they could have like classes running until six, I
Yes.
think,
Yeah.
6 p.m. So the school days can be really long,
Yeah.
both for students and teachers.
Yeah.
And so we didn't see any like regular classes.
No.
So I don't know. So we can't really compare like
Yeah.
what goes on during classes,
Yeah.
class time. But
But the
yeah.
Erasmus group work,
Yeah.
which the student
Yeah.
did,
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of same as
Yeah,
our
yes.
group work.
Yeah. Yeah, those kinds
Yeah.
of like
Yeah.
teamwork is also very common in Finland. And
Yeah.
yeah, I think the methods were like, or it was very similar kind of
Yes.
learning situation as you could also
Yeah.
have in Finland.
Yeah.
Although I think that for example, I liked it when they were making those maps and they
Yeah.
actually like
Draw the
draw
maps.
like
Yeah.
by
That was
hand.
different. Yeah.
Yes. So in Finland we tend to use more computer based.
Yes.
Everything is always on the computer, so we don't do so many
And
handicrafts.
yeah.
Yeah, so like coloring a
Yeah.
map
And
by
that
hand.
was new for our
Yeah.
students.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was different.
And the way the students were talking to their
Yeah,
teacher.
interacted with the
Yeah,
do you
each
know
other.
yeah to each other,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, it was quite similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they worked quite well together.
Yeah.
So I don't think there were, at least I didn't see any big problems in like the working
Yeah, me neither.
like working styles
Yeah.
or anything. So I guess that was kind of a
Good.
shared experience, like
Yes.
how to do teamwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, so what else did we learn? I think we learned a lot about our students.
Yes, our students we saw a new sides of our
Yeah,
students, because
yeah.
here in a regular school life we
Yeah.
see only the side when they are in lessons
Yes.
or
Yeah.
something like that, but
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, mostly we always only see our students in classes.
yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes we do have how would I say, some outings like trips or
Yeah,
visits to the museum or something like that, or a hiking day
yes,
or something, but it's
something outside
yeah,
school,
something outside
but
school,
it's
but
not
mainly
here.
it's just in class.
Yeah,
So it was very nice to see students in like different situations
yes,
and
in
different
different roles,
surroundings.
and
Yes.
yeah,
Yeah. So we learned a lot more about our students, like personalities and different skills that they have, and their strengths, and it was very, very good to know. So it helps you as a teacher when you like know your students a little bit better.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else we want to mention? Mention about? Well, I think that many of our students also learned like traveling skills, because not everybody had, for example, flown in an airplane before, or they maybe had, but with a parent. So now they were a little bit like more on their own, even though we were there, but
we let them do the,
do the most of the work themselves, like figure things out themselves and so on. So that was something also that was a bit different if we compare to like normal school life. So
I guess that's it.
Those are like the experiences that like come first to mind when I think back to our exchange in Agen. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.